Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rates and Lanes with your hosts, Rico Muhammad and Chuck Snow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rates and Lanes podcast. I'm your host, Rico Muhammad. I will be joined here shortly by my co-host, Mr. Chuck Snow. And tonight we have a very special guest on board with us this evening that will be joining us, Dr. Mark Manera. I'll give you a little bit of information about him before we bring him up and on board. But we're going to start off tonight's show as we always do, and that's with the week's DAT trend lines report. And we are starting to see diesel fuel prices are starting to slowly come down. I'm not seeing on the DAT trend lines report, it's showing that there was an increase by 1% from last week, showing that the national average price for diesel fuel sits at $5.18 per gallon nationwide on average. Spot market continues to soften for vans and reefers. Excuse me. The capacity loosening as truck post outpaced load post on DAT's load board networks. More truckloads capacity became available last week, which contributed to another week of declines for vans and reefers on the spot market. Even with recent decreases seen in the late winter and early spring, rates remain significantly higher compared to this time a year ago. And I just want to say this before we get into each segment type. I ran across another piece of information, and I need to try to print that out so that I can bring it here on the next podcast. But we've had record numbers of companies that have been started and record number of people that are coming into the industry. So there has been this big cry that has always been going on about driver shortages, but we have had unprecedented numbers of new entrants coming into the business. And that is part of the reason for, I think, that we're seeing the rates are starting to come down, because I think we have a lot of people that have been enticed to get into this industry because of the relatively low barrier of entry to get into the industry. And I think we got a lot of people out there that the rates are coming down. One thing, the supply, of course, we are in a supply and demand. So if you're working off of the spot market, you are seeing the repercussions of that supply and demand take effect right now with the rates being what they are in particular segments. But not to get off on a big long tangent, let's get into each segment type and talk about how the rates were performing over the previous week. Starting out with dry vans, taking a peek up into that upper northeastern corridor, we're showing an average outbound spot market rate for dry vans at $2.94 coming out of that upper northeastern corridor. Moving down to the mid-Atlantic and southeastern states, we're showing an average outbound rate for dry vans at $2.97. Jumping back up into the Midwest, we're showing an average outbound rate for dry vans checking in at $3.39. Moving down to the south central region of the United States, we're showing an average outbound rate for dry vans at $2.85. And wrapping up, coming out of the West Coast, we're showing an average outbound rate of $2.88. Moving on over to the skateboard or flatbed portion of the report, starting out up in that upper northeastern corridor, we're showing that average outbound spot market rate for flatbeds at $3.43 per mile. Coming out of the mid-Atlantic and southeastern states, we're showing that the average outbound rate checks in at $3.49. Moving back up into the Midwest, we're showing that average outbound rate checks in at $3.75. Coming out of the south central region for flatbeds, we're showing the average outbound rate checking in at $3.19. And wrapping up, coming out of the west coast, we're showing an average outbound spot market rate checks in at $2.92. And switching gears, wrapping up the trend lines report, we're showing that the temperature controlled or reefer portion of the report coming out of the upper northeastern corridor checks in an average rate of $3.27 per mile. Dropping down to the southeast and mid-Atlantic states, we're showing an average outbound rate of $3.11 per mile. Climbing back up into the Midwest, we're showing an average outbound rate for reefers at $4.01 per mile. Moving out of the south central region of the United States, we're showing an average outbound rate of $3.49. And wrapping up, coming out of the mountain and west coast area, we're showing that the average outbound rate checks in at $3.21 per mile. And with that being said, I'm going to check in and grab my co-host really quickly. Welcome him up and on board. Good evening, Chuck. How are you?
We're doing great, Rico. I got to attend an exhibit at MATS last week. I got to tell you, I've been going to that show for many years, and we've been exhibiting for about the last five. And this was by far the busiest and the best Nats I had ever seen. I could not believe the crowds of people. They weren't all just ink pen sets. There were lots of them, but there were lots and lots of carriers of all sizes. Got to meet a lot of our listeners. I got to meet a lot of traffic carriers, got to meet a lot of people that came to the truck show because they were wondering, you know, they were looking around and they were wondering if now was a good time to get into the trucking industry. They heard that it was, and I'm sure probably the guy down the aisle probably would have told them it was a great time to get in. And I told them the truth that, you know, this thing has been riding a high for a long time, and we're starting to see a little bit of change in the direction of the wind. But, you know, I tell people the truth. That's how it is. But I met a lot of great people. It was a great show. And I hadn't planned it this way with Dr. Mark Manera joining us. But what a timely thing, because I have to say I was a little bit disappointed. Hadn't been to the show in 3 years because it was closed because of COVID for the last two. And I was hoping, and maybe this is just a silly fantasy, that our industry had gotten a little bit smarter about health and fitness. And unfortunately, there was still an awful lot of very unhealthy, unfit people that are part of our industry, and we need them. And there's jobs for them, and my God, we can't afford to lose one. So I think that it's perfect timing to bring Mark on tonight, because he is he's more than an advocate of fitness and health for truck drivers. He lives it and breathes it, and his company Truck Fit, that's what they do. They deal with this, and I don't think I think we should bring Mark on and let's pick his brain, because we can always rebuild an engine, but we can't rebuild your heart.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be welcoming up tonight Dr. Mark Manera. He's the founder and CEO of Trucking Fitness Company, TFC. As a physical therapist, he saw firsthand what a lifetime of trucking can do to a person's body. And from that experience, Mark was inspired to start the TFC. With the mission of making the trucking industry a healthier place, TFC provides trucking and logistics organizations competitive advantages in recruiting and retention through industry-leading exercise and nutrition coaching. So without any further ado, let's welcome our special guest on this evening, Dr. Mark Manera.
Hey, Chuck and Rico, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for taking the
this
time.
This is really important.
Go for it.
I'm sorry. As we were talking a little bit earlier before we came on, one of the things that plagues us in this industry as far as truck drivers are concerned is the lack of healthy options of eating on the road. Not seeing that in your bio there that you also are a nutritionalist. So given the kind of impediments that we have, just really quickly for our listeners that are listening in out there, Maybe we can talk about tonight in the course of the discussions how to make the best out of the options that we may have readily available at most truck stops, because unfortunately at most truck stops all we are relegated to is a lot of fried foods, fast foods, and you know, a lot of carbs and stuff of that nature. But maybe you can help us out as we get further into the discussion, and maybe give us some tips and pointers on actually making healthier choices while we're out here on the road trying to do this job.
Yeah, I would love to. And, you know, I think you kind of, you know, hit the nail on the head there with, you got to focus on what you can control, and you can't get down on yourself with what you can't control. And I think there's a lot of drivers out there. And, you know, when you look at the statistics and you see 85% of drivers are overweight, one in every seven suffers from type 2 diabetes. And honestly, and you kind of got into how I got into the trucking industry, but the statistic that really shook me and really inspired me to say, hey, I need to help, you know, drivers fight back, is that as a group, truck drivers have a life expectancy 16 years less than the average population. And
wow.
And, you know, they make so many sacrifices just to do the job of a driver, and from a day-to-day perspective. And then, you know, you go through that lifestyle, and then, you know, you end up with some potential health problems when you're retiring, and then you finally get to enjoy the fruits of your labor, and you get 16 years cut off the back end. And I, to my core, believe that no one's career should define their health, and that includes trucking. And I think that, you know, for a lot of drivers, and what I've seen is that, honestly, there's a really big mindset problem that a lot of drivers have, and it's an industry-wide problem. And I think, you know, when it comes to anyone's health, obviously that's individual, personal. Everyone has to make a decision, hey, I'm going to make a change. But I really think when you have statistics like that for a group of people, obviously there's a lot of barriers that make it tougher for drivers to fit a healthier routine into their lifestyle. But I think a step further is, I think there's a lot of drivers that just kind of say, screw it, I can't do it, and have a mindset of, I'm screwed because I'm a driver. And one of the biggest things, and one of the, you know, biggest barriers and uphill battles that I'm facing on a day-to-day basis is really to show drivers, hey, it is possible. And it's so much, you know, it's going to, obviously, anytime, especially if you're, you know, very overweight, or you're just haven't been active in a long time, it's going to be a tough battle. But I think there's so much riding on it that it's 100% worth the fight. And we want to be there for drivers, and honestly, anyone in the supply chain, to give them actionable advice and, you know, be there to hold them accountable in the process.
That's great.
Yeah, I think that the truck stops were doing a better job of some things before the pandemic by doing some of the remodels at some of the truck stops and adding some of the gyms and workout. But now, since the pandemic, a lot of those workout facilities and stuff like that that the truck stops were putting in place for drivers and stuff like that, a lot of those are still closed. They still have those shut down. And I know that things are trying to get back to normal, and maybe that might be something to help out to kind of get people back to getting in the, you know, when you see it there, to get people back in the notion of trying to actually get out of the truck and get to moving a little bit. Chuck, you had something you wanted to add before we?
No, I just, you know, you're hitting all the all the pain points. And the only thing I will add is that makes it even worse. There is a correlation, and the good doctor can verify what I'm saying or not, whether it's true or not. But my understanding is there's a real correlation between lack of sleep and obesity. And, you know, just on a recent motor trip I took, coming out of Orlando, Florida, back up to Canada, by way of the truck show in Louisville, you can see the lack of truck parking at night. It's, you know, it's broad, you know, it's in broad daylight. And of course, drivers aren't getting enough sleep because of lack of parking. You know, that's making it even worse. So, everybody knows when you are tired, the best way to stay awake legally is to eat. And of course, sugary foods, although they won't last long, it will give you that spike in energy to get to the next exit or the next 8 exits 20 miles up the road. Mark, do you see a correlation in that at all in your studies?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I guess to start the conversation, by no means am I a sleep expert, but I think, when I look at the health of a driver, I look at, how much they're moving, what are they consuming or eating, and then, how's their sleep? And I think sleep is a huge aspect of your health. And just personally, if I don't get my sleep, everyone around me knows, because I'm a little grumpy. And when you look at some of the research, you're spot on. I think there is a correlation with lack of, fatigue and tiredness and lack of sleep with cravings and
right.
I guess have snacking, because, there are hormonal changes when you have, when you're sleep deprived, that make it really easy for you just to continue to snack. And, I think there's a lot of great experts, especially on the sleep apnea side of things in trucking. And I think they probably are a little bit more prepared to answer that question than myself as a physical therapist, but I definitely, there is definitely a correlation there.
Yeah.
Well, not to put to kind of button this up a little bit, help us out a little bit, Mark. Instead of maybe we can talk real quickly and move on, but when it comes to a snack, a healthy snack, given the options at a truck stop, instead of maybe grabbing a bag of potato chips or candy bar or something of that nature. What are some suggestions that you might say that might be easily accessible at a truck stop? And what are some different things that maybe, and one thing in particular when it comes to trying to cut down on the sugar, I know when I'm out and I'm driving, a lot of times, of course, we're getting caffeine, we're getting coffee, which coffee could be probably considered a healthier drink. But when you load it up with all of the different creamers and the different and all of the sugar, when you got a little coffee with your sugar, it's not necessarily the best drink that you can have going down the road. So I don't know. Maybe you can help us out with a couple of options and maybe tell some, so to kind of just put it on people's mind as they're listening.
Yeah. So I think right away, what I tell drivers all the time is that. You're correct. The truck stops could do a better job, and I think we need to continue to be advocating for truck stops and other companies within the trucking industry to help promote and give drivers better options. But what I don't want drivers to do is use that as an excuse to say, well, hey, I'm screwed. I can't do anything because the truck stops. And I'll make a change once the truck stops change. And, what I tell the drivers is, if you wait for the truck stops, you're going to be retired or dead before that happens, right? And so you need to take ownership of that, and you need to realize, there could be some things that were better, and we can advocate for that. But if you do a scavenger hunt in any truck stop, you can find healthy snack options. Or, I look at eating healthy. I think a lot of people look at eating healthy as a light switch, right? You flip it on, you're eating healthy, or you flip it off, you're eating unhealthy. And what I think the better approach to go about it is looking at it as a spectrum. And on one end, you've got the healthiest meal or healthiest diet in the world. And on the other end, you've got the Cinnabon sandwich with the, most unhealthy meal in the world. And most people are somewhere smack dab in the middle, maybe a little bit closer to the healthy side, maybe a little bit closer to the unhealthy side. And the mindset that you should have when you're making these changes is, instead of trying to jump all the way over to the healthy end of the spectrum and change everything at once, where's the low-hanging fruit in your normal average day-to-day eating routine where we can just make one or two changes just to push the needle 10, 15% closer towards that healthy side? And that's kind of where I take a habit-based approach and just helping drivers say, you know, hey, like, for example, one great example you already brought up is a lot of drivers consume way too many calories through what they drink. And one of the first things I help drivers, especially if they're trying to lose weight, is let's switch everything over to zero-calorie beverages. Coffee is awesome. If you add sugar and creamer into it, let's find a zero-calorie sweetener, and let's find a low-calorie creamer or low-fat milk that you can add that doesn't add a crazy amount of sugar and calories to it. And then, you know, I one example I always tell people is we have an onboarding call with each driver that signs up to our program. And one driver who signed up for our program during the onboarding call told me that he drinks 2 12-packs of Pepsi every single day while driving down the highway.
Oh, my God.
24 Pepsi.
Wow.
And what we did is I didn't focus on anything else other than say, hey, let's start cutting that down. Let's switch to diet soda. Let's switch to other zero-calorie beverages. And let's just focus on cutting that down because, you know, that's crazy, right? There's so many empty calories that are being consumed, and the amount of sugar is ridiculous. And, you know, from that one change, it didn't happen overnight, but we cut that down. And he wasn't exercising a ton. He wasn't making a ton of changes to his diet, but he was able to start losing a ton of weight. He was diabetic, and he started controlling his blood sugar a lot better.
Right.
Makes sense, right? He wasn't drinking all that Pepsi and sugar. And it was just crazy how that one switch made such a big difference for him and also his energy level, and he just started feeling better. And so that's one example. And, you know, most people aren't consuming 24 sodas a day, but, you know, even one or two. I know a lot of drivers who do that, and just making that one switch can cut out a couple hundred calories here and there. And if it's done consistently, you can start, you know, seeing numbers move down on the scale.
Sure.
I'm sure.
What is it, 200 calories for? Is it 200 calories for a can of Pepsi or Coke?
Yeah, I don't. That sounds about right. I know it's. I think it's a lot of them.
If I remember correctly, and I'm trying to visualize in my mind, I think a 12-ounce can of soda is about 230, 240 calories. For a 12-ounce can of soda, if I'm remembering correctly,
so that would be just under 5,000 calories a day that person was consuming, of just for liquids. That's like, you know, for a big guy like Rico who's big, he probably burns 3,000 calories a day. So that's more than a man Rico's size. Who's like, how tall are you, Rico? About 6'4"?
6'4".
Go ahead. That would just be your caloric allowance in a day just on Pepsi that guy was drinking.
Yeah, ridiculous. And so I'm happy to say now he is still in our program. I talk to him all the time. He doesn't drink soda anymore. It's awesome. And it's made such a big difference. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously that's a one-off story that is not the norm, but it gets people thinking and is a great representative of, you know, what just one or two changes can make. And, you know, I think for a lot of people are focused in step 8, 9, 10, 11 of figuring out how to be healthier and never get past, you know, step one of how to just get started. And that's kind of what we're focused on is finding the easiest entry point for the drivers just to get the ball rolling or the tires turning. Right. And because I think once you get it into the routine, you're going to have some immediate benefits of just feeling better, feeling more energized, All of a sudden, some aches and pains that you normally have start fading away because you're actually moving,
sure.
You're getting some blood flow in, and it's a little bit easier to continue to build upon it.
That's
that
a great.
Now, Mark,
I want to give a quick segue for our listeners that are listening in today live. If you got a question and you want to get in and you want to get involved, all you have to do is press the number one. That gets you in the call queue and notifies us, and we'll try to weave you into the conversation as quickly as we possibly can. I jumped over on your website, truckingfit.com. You guys have a nice, the layout of the website is very nice. You have a program here, lose 15 pounds in 60 days. It's very, 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 I'm liking what I'm seeing for someone that I'm trying to figure out the right way to word this because I want for people, because a lot of times we think that we're probably a little bit more athletic than we are. We're still remembering our old glory days of high school and stuff like that. And for many of us, we may not have worked out since high school. So for people that still are a legend in their own mind, I think this gives you have a great way of maybe trying to, like you say, find the easiest point of entry for someone that understands that there's a problem. They understand, they recognize that, hey, I got to do something better with what I'm doing. So what I want to try to give this, I want to throw this over to you, back to you, Mark, to kind of give, tell us a little bit more in depth about your program and why people should consider coming on board and joining up with you guys to help them with their fitness journey.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that, the compliment about the website and everything. I think a lot of people in trucking and just transportation as a whole have a sour taste in their mouth when it comes to exercise and nutrition and fitness initiatives or challenges. And I think a big portion of it is because there hasn't been something that was built for drivers. And what I mean by that is a lot of people have just tried to take this cookie cutter program that's designed for an everyday person who goes to the office from 9 to 5 and hand it to a driver and say, all right, here it is, go do it. And it doesn't work because it's not built for them and it doesn't fit into their lifestyle. And there's so many specific barriers and unique struggles that drivers have to combat when it comes to their health on the road that they really need a specific program that's designed for them. And I think a step further, they need someone, what we're trying to do is we're not just this app on their phone and you get a program and then we leave you alone. We're a coaching experience and we want to build that coaching relationship. And that starts with, an onboarding call with a coach to, make sure you're in the right program. It starts with the drivers through our app have 24/7 access to message one of our coaches, and it's not a computer generated response. They get a message from an actual person. And we want to show drivers that we're actually there behind the screen, cheering for them when when they hit their highs and when they hit their goals, and also, pulling them back up if they fall off. And, we're really focused kind of, like I said, on the exercise and nutrition aspect. And from the exercise portion, giving drivers, we've got programs you can do in your truck. We've got programs you can do outside of your truck or even at home. We give you all the equipment you need. We give every driver a resistance band. It's super easy and lightweight to keep in your truck. And on our app, there's written and video instruction on exactly what you need to do. So you click the workout that day. It's based off your current fitness level and your preferences, and then it runs you through exactly what to do. It's got timers. It tells you how many reps to do. And it's just zero thought, zero effort other than press start and go. And I think that makes a huge difference, especially after a long day of driving and you're mentally done for, and you don't want to have to think about anything other than, just getting yourself going. in starting the workout.
Now, Mark, on your workout,
I got a question, Mark. And this may be a more something for a personalized for whoever the individual is. But does it seem to be better for a person to do their workout? Sometimes I'll just use myself as an example. I like to try to do my workouts earlier in the morning if possible before I even get my day started if I can, because I just it seems to help me be able to go throughout the day. If I miss my schedule, if I can't do it in the morning and I try to do it later or whatever when I'm winding down, sometimes I get too amped up and it's difficult for me to we talked about getting sleep, so it's difficult for me to go to sleep. Is that just more of an individualized personal thing, or is that something, is there maybe some science behind that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's personalized. You got to figure out what works for you. I personally am a morning workout guy myself. I feel the same way. I think after I get done working, and I'm not a driver, like I said, I don't have as many constraints, but even then I want my evenings free, and I want to check that box off that I got my workout done in the morning. And something I didn't mention, but we also do is we give every driver every single day two workouts. So they've got their personalized workout that's like a 20-minute workout that you can do in your truck, outside of your truck, or at home, wherever you decide you want to do it. But we also give them an exercise of the day. So it's just the easiest way. It takes less than 5 minutes, and it's just a way to get things going, get some blood flow moving, and if you're tight on time, you can click that and everyone's got 5 minutes. So we've got a ton of drivers who do one of them in the morning and then the other one after they get done for the day or during their break while driving. So I think you're right. It's personalized to you. And I think some people can work out and then just go right to bed. And some people are wired and jumping off the wall after they work out. So they need to do it in the morning.
Right. So, Mark, do you have something in your program for those drivers that are running in cold climates, in Canada or even the Dakotas, Montana, where they can do it outside in cold weather? Have you developed anything for that? Because some of the guys, not everybody has got a huge double bunk truck, and some of them just don't. There are still some trucks out there that just don't, for whatever reason, weight reasons or whatever. There's still lots of boys and girls out there that have smaller bunks, smaller trucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of the exercises we do in the truck workout are actually with the resistance band sitting on the bed. So a lot of people, there's not a crazy amount of moving. So that, I always tell drivers, you're probably not going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger with that program, but that's probably not your goal either. So I think there's a lot of benefit and a lot of things you can do just in your bed or just sitting on your bed with a resistance band and some body weight exercises. Yeah, I mean, I think we've gotten some drivers who've sent us some cool photos of it's snowing and they're doing the workout outside of the truck. I personally don't know if I could do that, but there's some people with colder blood than I have that can do that and like getting outside. But we actually developed the in the truck program. So like I said, I wasn't a driver. And when I got started with this program, I knew that I had to figure out a way to mesh my knowledge of physical therapy, health and fitness. But I had to mesh it with the experience of drivers. And so what we did is we had a beta test of 20 drivers that I got on the phone with every single week, had conversations. They were doing our program in our app, and one of the female drivers in our beta group said, hey, I don't feel comfortable going outside of my truck. I feel, you know, weird that people are staring at me, and at some truck stops, I don't feel safe getting outside. And so she said, is there a way I can do it in my truck? And that inspired us to build out the In the Truck program. And it's actually been our most popular program. I think there's a lot of people who feel self-conscious or just don't want to get outside and want to do it in the privacy of their own bunk.
I totally get that. And it sounds like a great program. You don't have to do a lot to stay fit. You know, to stay fit, you have to move muscle. That's all you have to do. You just have to move a little bit. And you know what Rico was saying at the beginning. You know, going back to high school days when you were lifting weights at 17 years old, I remember reading an article. They did a study and they took a group of men. There were six men. They were all 55 years old. Three of them had never stopped working out. Three had never worked out since high school or college. And the three that hadn't worked out, they put them on a program. Within 6 months, they were all equal. So muscle does have memory. And you will, you know, you will get back to your former glory if you work hard at it, I understand.
Yeah, you know, the saying goes, the best time to start was 10 years ago, but the second best time to start is today. And so, you know, I think what I encourage drivers is, hey, I know it's hard. Nothing good is easy in life, but this is something – you got to do it. You got to do it for yourself. You got to do it for your family. You got to do it for your career. I spoke to so many drivers this weekend who were talking about, you know, I know you're up in Canada, but with the cross border, DOT physicals are not getting easier to pass. They are making it harder. They're wanting drivers to be fit to drive and ready to handle, you know, life on the road. And I think, you need to figure out, each driver needs to figure out the reason and motivation why they want to make a change, and just keep that in the forefront of your mind, because I think that will take you further than, you know, just jumping in and you know, hoping for the best.
What is the law, if you know it, just as far as sugar diabetes and truck drivers? I know one time, if you were a Canadian truck driver and you took a needle for diabetes, you were prohibited from driving in the United States because you're not a foreign resident or an alien. What is the law now, just in general, for an American trucker that has type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, I believe, and I'll tell you off the top of my head, I don't know the specific circumstances, but I do know that if you are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I believe if you are able to keep your blood sugar at a certain level or your A1C at a certain level, you're able to continue to get your medical card, but I believe you're not. I don't think they hand 2-year cards to anyone who has type 2 diabetes. It might be a 1 year or 6 months.
Okay.
No, it's,
wow.
It's a 1 year.
You know what?
It's a 1 year, and you can't have. You can't be insulin dependent. You can. You have to be able to control it with. Yeah, you have to be able to control it with. If you're insulin dependent, you have to get some type of waiver or something like that. In any other situation, you have to. But there are numerous different types of medications that are out there available on the market now that are not insulin like, such as I think Ozambic and. It's a couple of different
metformin?
Ones that are out there available.
Is that metformin?
Well, metformin is
people take.
Metformin is a pill. Metformin is a pill, and metformin, Actos, but you have injectables that are not insulin that you can use to help control your diabetes as well. But the main thing, suffice it to say, that you have to have insulin. You need to have some type of special provision in order to be able to still drive.
Okay. So, Mark, what is your theory on the ketogenic diet? Do you believe in it, or do you think it's hocus pocus? Because it seems to be, if there was a diet out there that seems to work for truckers, just because I know I've been on that type of diet for about 4 years, and and I know several people that were formerly obese that no longer are, but we don't know the long-term effects of it. And I don't, I'm not a doctor. I just feel better, and it's gotten me away from eating anything like potato chips and sugars and things like that. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think whenever you're talking about diet, here's the thing. Any diet out there, you are going to find people who have seen a ton of success with it, and you're going to find people who, it's maybe not as public, but you're going to find a ton of people who it just didn't work out for them either. And I think the biggest thing is that you have to figure out what works for your lifestyle, your preferences, and just what you enjoy, because, living a healthy life, finding a, changing up your nutrition, it's not about hating your life. It's about finding a balance, and it's about finding a way that, this is sustainable and you can do it, 2 weeks from today, but also 2 years from today, right? And right. I think you have to figure out what works best for you. And I think there's a lot of drivers that keto is really easy to understand. It's really easy to be like, okay, I can eat this, I can't eat that. I think, there's a lot of research out there on, long-term effects of eating lots of red meat and also eating high amounts of saturated fat. So I think if you're going to be on a keto diet, that's something that you need to keep in mind. That's not a deal breaker. You just need to be able to balance which types of high-fat foods and high-protein foods you are consuming. But I think the other thing that a lot of people and I've talked to a lot of drivers when they're on keto is that they, have this mindset that they can't get 6 feet. They have to be 6 feet away from every carb. And that's a joke, obviously. Yeah. But I think as long as you have a healthy balance and you realize, if you eat a piece of cake or you eat some potato chips every once in a while, your whole diet's not ruined. And I think as long as you're okay and you have that balance point, you're not making this mental assumption that, I'm not allowed to eat a certain type of food. If you prefer a keto diet and it works for you, you feel energized, you feel good, you're moving in the right direction, I'm all about it. That's awesome. That's great. I think there are obviously other diets too that have worked really well for drivers and just other people in general too.
Yeah, sometimes the keto lifestyle it's definitely great for us dropping weight and stuff like that. But a lot of people have problems with the discipline factor of making it sustainable. When it comes to just cutting out the cost of the carb intake and stuff like that. And a lot of times people don't really understand or don't really even know what is a carb. So I think that's where that stigma stands, 8-6 feet away from every kind of carb may originate from. I was just going to shift gears just a little bit, Mark. I wanted to kind of go back to, for people that are listening, go check out Mark's website. truckingfit.com. That's truckingfit.com. I'd like for you guys to go check it out, peruse around. There's a lot of, just right here on the initial front page, there's a lot of great information for the stuff that Mark and those guys are offering over there. And, this is my first time actually ever tonight's my very first time getting acquainted with Dr. Mark, and just seeing the layout of things that are out there. If you, like I say, guys, every journey starts with the first step. Yes. And I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not necessarily trying to sell anything or whatever, but health is wealth. And I think that you are a worthy investment within yourself. I think you should make that investment, because if you it does you no good to have a successful career in trucking, have a successful career in trucking, building a company and all that stuff, and you're doing it all for somebody else to enjoy it. Hell, when my time comes, I mean, I want to leave a little something, but hell, I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor while I'm here.
You know what, Rico? Very well said. You know, I think you don't want to work for 40 or 50 years of your life to leave behind a fortune for some other guy to park his shoes under your bed and reap, you know, enjoy everything you worked so hard to build. And I think that's why it's so important that people get a handle on their health. You know, you can be as wealthy, you have billions of dollars in the bank, but if you're not healthy, you'd spend billions of dollars, if you have a brain in your head, trying to get healthy. And this isn't costing billions of dollars. You know, and I come from a, you know, I come from an obese family. You know, my father and sister were terribly obese. My sister actually died of obesity as a direct result of obesity at 27 years old. So, I really, really fight it. But inside, this 174-pound guy lives a 900-pound guy, and I have to fight it every day. So I certainly understand what some of our listeners are going through. I get it, and it's something that you have to get in front of, or it gets in front of you. You know, it's just so important. And what I find you have to do in general, especially in the truck, where it is really, really hard, just for an experiment on my trip from Orlando up to Louisville back to Toronto, we did stop at several truck stops, and I purposely looked to see what I could find that was healthy, because I had somebody with me who is he has type 2 diabetes, a cousin of mine, and you know what, I could find very little in truck stops. So I think what our listeners really need to do is nobody's going to do this for you. You know, not Dr. Mark or anybody else. You got to want it badly enough to do it on your own, and you have to prepare for it. So when you're going out on the road and you're in your car or you're at a place that has truck parking, go in and buy things like raw nuts, not peanuts. And Mark, tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, but things like almonds, cashews, even raw pistachio, and that's if you can afford them, and eat those instead of a salty snack or a sweet snack. But you may have to buy them at a Walmart or a Kroger or a Piggly Wiggly or any proper grocery store or even a health food store. That may be what you have to do in order to be able to snack, because we all do get hungry. You know, sometimes some people get hungry at 2 in the afternoon or whenever, 11 o'clock at night, whenever your hunger time is. And that's when most of us end up, I think, falling off the wagon. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, you're spot on. And I think you gave a lot of great examples. And I was going to say, in our program, we have a truck stop guide that helps drivers build healthy meals. And if anyone's listening out there, and if you reach out to me on LinkedIn, Mark Manera, or if any of our social media pages, I'm the one running those, the Trucking Fitness Company, on any social media. If you send us a message, I'll send you the truck stop guide so you can check it out and you can have a little bit more action-based advice on, hey, How can I build some meals at the Loves or TA?
Right.
And that's one of the things that I was going to say as well. I'm just perusing the website, and I'm thoroughly impressed with the website. And so for our ladies and gentlemen that are listening, that can't go to the website right now. Great things that they offer with this program. Like you said earlier, they give you the free resistance band and you get an ebook to go along with it. But also, I'm just going to read the stuff off here. It's how to eat healthy at any fast food restaurant without breaking the bank, how to build a healthy meal at any truck stop, 5-minute simple recipes that you can cook in your truck, grocery store shopping list for checklist for truckers, healthy snacks on the road checklist, sleep like a baby on the road, and monthly group calls with a certified truck fit coach. So, which is the support, seems like the support is a very nice portion of the program. And Mark, I'm not necessarily trying to sell it or anything, but just sort of I'm trying to get the information out there. Your program for someone that's interested, how much would this cost for them to get involved with something like this?
Yeah, so if you're an individual driver, we've got a code that you can give it a shot for $19.99 to try it out for a month and see if it's the right fit for you. And then when we work with fleets, we customize every package based off the size of the fleet, but we're really trying to give something affordable. I think, you know, what I found, and I think obviously we're all trying to run a business, and we're trying to run a business and grow our business. But I think on top of that, I think we're also not trying to break the bank of a truck driver. So I think our programs are really affordable. And I also think I can't tell you how many times I sign up for something for free, and it just sits in my email inbox
right.
for weeks and months at a time. And if you put some money into it, it
yes.
holds you even more accountable, and it makes you take it a lot more seriously. So that's what we're trying to do. And Rico, we're going to have to get you on the payroll because you are a better salesman than I am. But I appreciate the compliments.
Definitely something that our listeners should give it a try out. $20 is not going to break the bank, and it's an investment within yourself. And I'm not sure, but we're coming up on tax time. So as a trucker, talk to your CPA, see if this may be something that you might be able to also count as a business expense while you're on the road. It's something that can help you with your fitness and everything like that. I'm pretty sure that there's a way to maybe even you may have to pay the $20 a month, but there may be a way that this can be tax deductible for you as well. So, if nothing else, it'll be covered under your per diem.
Yeah, actually for the fleets out there, I was just going to say a lot of trucking companies, especially if you've got 50 employees or up, in the U.S. at least, a lot of them have wellness credit that they can get from their health insurance could really cover a major portion of our program, or maybe even the whole thing, depending on what insurance provider you have.
It's definitely a worthwhile. I gotta say, it's an investment in yourself, and the thing that I like about it is the coach, the support with the coaching as well. This is something that, like you said, kind of helps keep people accountable, but just being able to get started doing something, taking your health a little bit more seriously, being a little bit more deliberate about getting, making small incremental changes. You're not out here trying to crash diet or nothing like that. Just trying to make incremental changes that can turn into big changes over a period of time. It says one of the things that, like I said earlier on the website, lose 15 pounds in 60 days. I mean, that's you may not think 15 pounds is a tremendous amount, but what I'm saying? But it starts somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
Try carrying. Even somebody like you, try carrying a 15-pound weight all day. Tell me how light it is. That's a lot of weight.
You ain't got to try. You ain't even got to go all day. You can just try for about 5 or 10 minutes, and it'll let you know. I tell you what, I went and bought a new bowling ball. I went and bought me a new bowling ball, And I know he's been bowling with the house balls, been throwing them 15-pound balls, and the pro shop guy, he got a ball out. He gave me a 15-pound ball. He said, hold it straight out. And I held it straight out. I said, no, it's too heavy for you because your arm is trembling with it. So I had to go down in a ball.
Talk about a humbling experience, eh, Rico? Gentlemen, I got to share a quick story with you. I had an owner-operator work for me many, many years ago, over 40 years ago. And he was in my office one day back when smoking was allowed in offices. And he was overweight. He was probably about 75 pounds overweight. He did it all. He wasn't a big drinker, but he's certainly a smoker. And he had a milkshake going, hamburger, French fries, and a cigarette. And I said, hey, Gary, do you ever run stove oil in your truck? And with a mouthful of hamburger and French fries, he said, hell no. That's really bad for the engine. And I said, Gary, look what you're putting in your engine. And, you know, he was, I guess at the time, he was probably 35 years old. He died of a heart attack 5 years later, massive heart attack. Never even knew what hit him. But so there is truth to what you are preaching, Doc. There really is. And if we can save one person's life on this phone call tonight, we've done a really phenomenal thing.
And so with that being said, I'm looking at the time. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm going to throw it right back to you. I'm looking at the time, and we're coming up close to that hour. So I want to give Dr. Mark Manera an opportunity to kind of close us out, tell us a little bit more of any closing remarks, and tell us where we can find him. Website information, of course, like I said, www.truckingfit.com. But is there any other way that you would like to share or be sociable so people could know how to get in contact with you, Mark? By all means, the floor is yours.
Yeah, well, I appreciate both of you having me on. And, you know, anyone listening out there, a lot of people know they need to make a change. And I think it's really difficult to take the leap and figure out, hey, you know, you're balancing, you know, do I go this direction? Do I go that direction? How do I sleep better? How do I eat healthier? How do I start exercising? And to get started, figure out step one, start with one thing. If you want to figure your nutrition out, focus on just making one or two changes with your nutrition. If you want to focus on, hey, I want to get moving more, start, go for a walk, start an exercise program like our program or another one out there online. And just start somewhere, because I think, you know, the biggest problem that a lot of people have is they say, I'll start tomorrow. And then they just continue to say, I'll do it tomorrow. Yep. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow until it's been 30 years and they wish they would have started it, you know, back with the start of their career. And so, you know, right. I think, if we just, you know, take anything from this is just start somewhere, get the ball rolling, and, you know, you don't have to have all of the details nailed out. You just need to get the ball, you know, get started, and you'll figure out the rest in the process. And, you know, I think the other thing is figure out a way to stay accountable to it. If it's a family member, if it's a friend, if it's, you know, having a coach, whatever that is, you need someone there who can relate to you, to what you're going through, and then also hold you accountable and make sure, you know, on those days where it's easier just to, you know, scroll on TikTok or LinkedIn or YouTube, right, then get your workout in, someone who's going to say, no, come on, let's do it. You need to do this. Remember why you're doing this. And so that's what I'd say. We post a bunch of awesome educational content and actionable advice on almost any social media at the Trucking Fitness Company. And then on LinkedIn, I post all the time, Mark Manera. And, you know, like Rico mentioned, our website is truckingfit.com, truckingfit.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. That was incredible.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again, Mark. And Chuck, Let the good people know how they can find you.
Well, if anyone needs to get in touch with me, if you want to get set up at the proper office of Tropics that works best for you, or you have any questions about running your business, feel free to give me a call. It's my honor to help any of our listeners. It gives me a chance to give back. You can give me a call directly. My extension is 203. Remember that, boys and girls, 203. And the phone number is 1-800-388-4352, extension 203. Or you can reach out to me, send me an email, put your phone number on it, and I'll call you right back usually. Email address is just chuck@traffix.com. You can send me a private message on Instagram at Chuck Snow CEO. And with that, Rico, I'll let you back her in the hole here.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you guys for taking time out to listen to tonight's show. Whether you listen live or you listen to us on a later time and on download, we're always eternally grateful for you doing so, because you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you took a little time to hang out with us, and we are always grateful for you doing so. So until the next time, I want you guys to stay safe out there, stay healthy, keep it in between the mustard and the mayonnaise, and God willing, we'll talk at the same time, same place next week. God bless you and good night.
Catch you on the flip-flop. God bless you.